This is Amos Greiner along with Michael Harmson, and we are live from Sigourney as we get ready to bring you the action between Sigourney Kyota and Thorough Christian. Michael, we got another beautiful night here. I tell you what, it just keeps getting better week by week. You know, we thought we had a pretty good one last week, but the temperatures are just absolutely phenomenal tonight, probably in the mid to low 80s. Still got a pretty good breeze going out there, but I doubt it will hamper the Cobras and the single-wing offense. Really good night. Nice crowd here at Sigourney for the game between Thorough Christian and Sigourney. I want to take a few minutes to talk a little bit about last week's game, Micah. You know, as we've had the opportunity to work together now for 3 weeks, and we've seen great improvements. You know, we started out there together on that Wilton game a few weeks ago, and not necessarily the outcome we wanted to see, but the thing that that excites me is the improvements that the guys have made, especially last week, changing some things up on the defense, understanding that, you know, they were going to be a more of a passing team as well. Not sure really what type of team we're going to face tonight, but from a defensive standpoint, you know, that's kind of your expertise. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what you saw last week out of these guys defensively?
Well, I think you're right, Amos. I think, the things we've seen last week is vast improvements on a couple different things. Defensive line pressure was very good. I think we're going to pause here for the national anthem. We'll get back to talking about that. Getting back to that, Amos, you know, defensively, I think we've seen a handful of different things. We definitely seen a different look. Sigourney Kyota came out in a four-man front last week. The biggest thing for me is the defensive line. They definitely moved up the field a lot harder. I think we got a lot more pressure on the quarterback, and that came also from some stud linebackers coming out of the backfield. Also, we've seen some corner blitzes, in some of them spread formations. It just seemed to me that we played a little more style, fired-up football, and we got after that quarterback last week in their spread offense. And because of that, I think we caused some havoc in the backfield and rushed the quarterback to make some decisions that he probably didn't want to make. Defensively, I thought we played a whale of a ball game. There's a handful of guys that stood out for me. Jeremiah Green came off another great game. Striegel had another nice game defensively, and then we welcome back Peyton Crawford to the linebacker core, and he makes a big interception there in the second half. Some nice things to see defensively, and offensively. I know you got a handful of other things you want to talk about, but defensively, I thought we made some vast improvements from the week before in the Wilton game.
Agreed. I know you and I had the opportunity to talk on a fairly regular basis, and one of the things after the Wilton game that you and I talked about was the inability for us to put the pressure on that quarterback there from Wilton. He pretty much had as much time as he wanted to pick and choose the receiver he wanted to. So for the team to make those types of adjustments, we saw great stunts by our defensive side of the ball last week. It was a nice thing for us to watch and to see last week with the defense putting that type of pressure on. moving over to the offensive side, you know, we've been pretty fortunate offensively pretty much all year. You know, Colton's been running real strong. Luke Lyle has done a phenomenal job at quarterback. But a real nice breakout game for Nate Saron at that tailback position in replacement of Peyton Crawford as a result of that knee injury. I was very, very impressed with what we saw last week with Nate Saron from that tailback position.
Yeah, no doubt, Amos. I think, Nate had a whale of a ball game last week. I think we made the comment a handful of times. I mean, his yards after contact last week was a lot. There wasn't very many times he didn't get hit at the line of scrimmage and then picked up another 10-13. He's a very downhill runner. He's not probably as much of a scat back as Colton is, and, you know, it's kind of a nice 1-2 punch. Him and Striegel run the ball quite a bit alike. It's mostly north and south. We kind of have that outside threat with Colton's. But a great breakout game by Nate. I think he really showed us there last week that he wanted to run the football and had a heck of a great game.
Yeah, a couple points of interest for our listeners back home. Luke Lyle will not be playing tonight due to an unfortunate health situation. So tonight, filling in at that spin back position, we're going to have Blaine Gretter. Now, Blaine's he's got experience. He's been in game-type situations already this year. Got in a little bit of time last week. Probably a little bit nervous, but, I don't think we lose a lot there. I mean, not taking any away from the athleticism and the senior leadership that Luke brings to the table. But in Gretter, we've got a phenomenal athlete there and a kid that's a real strong, great individual, smart individual.
Yeah, I think you're right. We've seen Blaine play here, and he played, I think, one series here against Wilton there, 2 weeks ago, where Lyle came out with an injury, and Blaine stepped right in there and made all the right calls and actually threw the ball down the field. It was actually a great defensive play, so he didn't complete the pass. But he got some time last week, as we were kind of rolling over Wapello So it'd be interesting to me to see, anytime you throw somebody into a starting position like that, just see how he reacts to that and see how the rest of his teammates kind of rally behind him, and support him. And I'm sure they've practiced all week and they're ready to go.
I hope so. I hope you're right. The Peppers are just about to enter the field. The cheerleaders got a big banner out there for them to run through. So we'll see the entrance of the Cobras here in just a few seconds, I should say. We're about 55 seconds away from the start of this game. Another thing I want to inform the listeners on, a couple of names that we haven't called for, one name we haven't called all season long, Chase Trimble. The word is that he'll be back potentially seeing some action tonight as well. And Colby Kirkhove, who, had a big role down in Pekin, tweaked an ankle, has been out the last couple of games, but it sounds like we're going to see him back maybe on a limited basis tonight as well. So, in fact, that may give us the opportunity to keep a few more players fresh and not have as many guys going both ways on the squad. Micah, to you, that's probably a good thing, don't you believe?
Oh, I think it's a great thing, Amy. So, anytime we can give some of these guys a little bit of a blow, get them off the field for a few plays and keep them all, that much more fresh. I think that's definitely a plus to us. Hopefully we get to see some guys maybe split in time and don't have to play quite as much. And keep that, not only that offensive backfield a little more fresh, but, that linebacker core also.
Well, it would be exciting. Saturday's mixed it up a little bit, primarily have run that single wing most of the year, but you and I have both seen flashes of that spread offense. I don't know how much they'll venture into that with Blaine stepping in there to replace Luke tonight, but chances are if we're able to open some things up here, we may see some of that. I have just found out that the Cobras have won the toss, but have deferred to the second half, so they will be kicking off to the Eagles of Pellet Christian to start this game. Cobras have taken the field. Connor Christian yet to take the field. Looks like our last week, you know, Mike, our kicking duties were kind of scattered all over the place.
Yeah.
We had about three or four different guys kick off. It looks like tonight, I haven't seen the kid's number yet. Kirkov started the season kicking off. I'm not sure that is Kirkov tonight. It is. So Corby Kirkov will resume the kicking duties tonight. So it's good to see Kobe back here in the lineup doing our kicking duties. And, folks, we are set to start this one. Back deep is Wickard for the politician. Is Wickard. Kind of a squib kick. Kick's going to go out of bounds at the 20-yard line. So kick goes out of bounds at the 20-yard line, so the Eagles will start first and 10, I believe, on their 35-yard line. We'll wait to see what type of defensive set the Cobras come out in tonight. As we said, you know, the first couple of games, Micah, that we called, they came out in that 3-5. Last week they changed it up, went with that 4-4 defense that you had commented about. Looks like they're going to be in that 4-4 again.
Yep.
Chris Collins, quarterback, back to pass. Collins hits Branderhorst for a very short gain.
Nice job by Bird coming into the flying into the flat there, and you know, just stepping up and make a big tackle for kind of a no gainer. As he rolled out there into the flat, the quarterback did. We had a little bit of pressure on him. He just kind of flips it out to the wide receiver, and Berg made a nice big play there.
In fact, it does set up second down at 10 from the 35-yard line for the Eagles. Collins under center. Wickard in motion.
Kind of a double wing look there, Amos, and a give to the fullback, and then who's there? None other but number 51, Jeremiah Green, to kind of fill that gap, and that gives us a third down and eight situation.
Yeah, that was Housel with the carry. Picked up about two. It's going to be a third down and eight from the 37-yard line. About a minute and 10 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Here's Duggar with the carry. Brought down by a host of Cobras. Picks up about 2 yards. Going to bring up fourth down at about four.
And Bryce Brown gets in on that tackle. A nice push by the guys up front there to cause some havoc. And it now gives us fourth and fifth punting down situation.
Yeah, Colton Greiner moving back to about his 20 deep to receive this punt. On the punt for the Eagles, Haberman. Haberman stands on about his 26-yard line. Here's Haberman's kick, end over end, down and out of bounds at about the 35. So the Cobras will take over first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. With 10:24 to go here in the first quarter, still a 0-0 game, three and out there. Nice run by our defense there to hold the Eagles from converting on a first down.
Yeah, no doubt. I think, you know, the defensive line got a heck of a lot of drive upfield and pushed their running backs and the offensive line in the backfield and kind of caused some havoc there. So it puts us in a nice field position here to start this drive.
As I said early on, Blaine Greiner in for the injured Luke Lyle. Hand off to Greiner. Greiner catches the right end. He's got running room. He's down to about the 35, maybe 46-yard line and pushed out of bounds. It opened up for a first down. It'll be first and 10 from the 46-yard line. Nice play to open up with there. You know, you got Colton around that right end, and you get those lead blockers out in front of him. He can turn those jets on and make some yards. Still in that single wing set, better in the backfield. Better direct snap to Sarah. Not much running room, but he continues to plow forward. Moves forward for about 2, maybe 3 yards. Going to bring up second down and a 7 from the 49-yard line.
Yeah, and you definitely think, I'm sure Phil Christian got the tape on us last week. They're going to really try to stop Nate from anything up the middle after what they've seen pass through. So a nice hard run in there, just came up a little bit short.
The Greiner in motion, hand off to Sinner, however. Sinner up the middle, big gainer. Looks like it's up about 14 yards on that play. It's going to bring up first and 10 from right around the 38-yard line. Nice run. That's that bread and butter play that he had last week. You know, I don't know, it was the countless times that he ran that play right off guard. And another big gainer here tonight. Runner in motion again. Here's a handoff. It looks like it appears to be Striggle. Striggle, now it is Sarin. Sarin up the middle for another big gain. Picks up about 15 on that. Picks up another first down. Stop the ball at about the 21-yard line. First and 10 Cobras.
Yeah, and I don't think we're seeing anything different than what we've seen last week, Amos. You know, just a great push by the offensive line, a little pull, a kick out the end there, and, Sarin coming, right off guard there, right up the middle. So.
Runner in motion once again. Runner with the handoff. Oh, makes it to the outside. He was almost taken down, but he's to the outside. Picked up about 5, maybe 6. Down to about the 10-yard line. That was enough for a first down. Going to be first and 10 from the 10. First and goal, I should say.
Perfect goal.
Perfect Cobras. Nice, impressive drive they've got put together here, Micah. Runner in motion again. Hand off to Sim, but clip down in the backfield.
Yeah, I think that time, Amos, I think, they kind of had a middle linebacker stun on there, and they blitzed right off our guard that pulled, and followed him right up the A-gap and then just made a play on Sarin. So he stopped him for about a two-yard loss, I believe. But hopefully we can kind of shore that up there and kind of move on from here. So it kind of leaves us in a second and about 12 situation, I believe.
It's second and about 12. Second goal, actually, 12 yards to the end zone. Here's Gretter with the keeper, but gotten up and going. Brought down. Didn't lose yardage, but didn't gain much either. So it's going to bring up third down and still 11, 12 yards to go.
Yeah, Amos, it looked like they sent another linebacker again on a stunt. Actually, it was a defensive end coming off the end, so... I'm not quite sure, if we're just kind of missing a few blocking assignments up front or what the story is there, but hopefully those guys can kind of figure things out. But, early in the first quarter here, they got to kind of figure, that defensive line and their tendencies out too. So kind of had to stop the clock there, and they're going to wind it now. But hopefully a great big third down and see kind of what Blaine Gretter does. This is definitely, I think, a passing down situation. We'll kind of see if we stay in the single wing here and going from there.
Yeah, and in fact, he is back to pass. He's got plenty of time. He's got Cobras running open in the end zone. Touchdown, Cobras! Nice play. Nice pass by Gretter. I'll tell you, he sat back there like a veteran, threw that thing right in the breadbasket, and Colton, he's pretty sure-handed. He kind of gathered that thing in. Cobras go up with 7:17 to go in the first quarter. Lane Gretter to Colton Greiner. Cobras up 6-0. We await the PAT. Nice play. Well executed.
Well executed. Blaine stood back there, and, he dropped that back foot and stepped into it, just like I was talking to your son about here before we took off for the game, and stepped into that throw and hit him right on the numbers. So, great play.
Kirk goes on to attempt the PAT, and it is good. Very nice to have Kobe back kicking those PATs. So, 7:17 to go in the first quarter. They're going to give it a 7, but a Christian nothing. A pretty impressive drive there, Micah.
No doubt, Amos. We did a handful of things. The biggest thing for me is coming out. Our defense makes a big third down stop, forcing the punt, and then we pick the ball down. We just ran the ball down their throat, if I might say, and had a couple nice runs there by Sheeran and Griner, and moved the ball down the field, and then capped off by Gregor's first pass attempt for the night for a touchdown. So it's a heck of a way to start the game tonight.
He looked phenomenal there with that pass. Very well thrown ball. So I think all the jitters, any of the jitterbugs he had in him prior to the kickoff, I think he's got those well beyond him, and it's game time for Blaine from here on out. So very nice play. So Cobras set the kickoff from their 40-yard line, back deep for the Eagles, number 30, Brander Horse. Brander Horse takes it at about the 15. and he ended around the 25-yard line, pickup of about 20 or 10 on that return. So the Eagles will take over first and 10 from their own 25-yard line. Be interesting to see now how the defense responds again. You know, if they can continue to put three and outs on the board tonight, it's going to be a fun night for these Cobra players.
Yeah, definitely, Amos.
Still on that same defensive set, Hazel, the ball carrier for the Eagles, off the left side, picks up about two, maybe three. It is, in fact, three. It's going to bring up second down and seven from the 28-yard line. Not sure who got in on that tackle.
I'm not quite sure either, Amos. I know Tremel was kind of trailing the play there because he's in on that defensive end spot.
There's Wickers around the left end. Nothing going. Host of Cobras there to take him down. Looks to me like Bryce Brown was in on that tackle.
I think also Crawford, he stepped up there and filled his gap. They both did a nice job of kind of filling there. So nice to call his name here, and hopefully, you know, that knee's feeling a lot better tonight.
Absolutely. Single receiver set left, single receiver set right. Collins back to pass, finds his receiver, number 20, DeReuter. DeReuter with a nice gain, moves it across the 40 to the 45. It's going to bring up first and 10 from the 45-yard line for the Eagles.
And Green and Horace in there on the tackle, we call Green's name a lot there, defending the run, but he's actually out in pass coverage there and makes a nice little play.
Eagles in that same set, receiver left, receiver right, handoff to Wickard. Wickard met the backfield by Crawford for a loss of about seven. Nice play, great penetration by Peyton Crawford there.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that was just a little stunt off tackle, and he came up the field screaming, and there was no room for him to make a play at all. So, he met him as the ball was getting handed off, and great play by Peyton Crawford there.
I think it's second and about 15 from the 30-yard line. There's Duggar in motion. Handoff up the middle to Harzel. Moves forward for about five. It's going to bring up third down, possibly six. It's going to bring up third down to about eight from the 47-yard line.
We got a few guys playing a little bit different position. Actually, Griner's playing kind of an outside linebacker type of position, almost a strong safety look. It almost looked like we're more of a 4-3 type of defense tonight.
Here's Collins back to pass again. He's got a receiver open, and Duggar met immediately.
Griner does a nice job there floating out from his rover position there and, makes an immediate stop there and now leaves him with a 4th-and-5 situation. So, kind of nice to kind of let him float, from side to side and let him play on the receiver side and give us a little more protection. And hopefully that gives us a little more, pass coverage along with some run protect. So
that does create a punting situation for the Eagles. Back to punt for the Eagles. Haberman back deep for the Cobras, standing on about a 10-yard line, Colton Griner. Offside on the Cobras. Oh, very costly penalty because that was 4th-and-5. That will be enough to give the Eagles a first down. That's extremely costly. We were just about to take the ball over and put another offensive drive together, and someone apparently jumped. So, unfortunate for the Cobras. However, they need to play through this now. 1st-and-10 for the Eagles from the from the Cobra 45-yard line. Collins under center. Duggar in motion. Collins lets it fly. But Crawford there, almost intercepted by Crawford. Great coverage by Peyton there.
Yeah, kind of bounced right through his hands. Now, I have to say that was all caused by the blitz from, Jeremiah Green coming flying through the backfield. Once again, we call his name a lot, but he's – for a little guy, he's right in the quarterback's face there. And if he doesn't throw that ball, he's going to get smacked. So great play by him, and, great play by Crawford here and puts the 2nd-and-10 situation.
Absolutely. Collins with the handoff to Hopperzel. He moves forward for a pickup of about 5, maybe 36, going to bring up 3rd down and 5 from the 40-yard line.
And then again, Jeremiah Green and Bryce Brown in on a nice tackle there. It kind of keeps it to a short gainer, but, they do a nice job of filling that gap up front and completes it with the third and five situation.
Yeah, big play here. Eagles with that two receiver set again, one left, one right. Here's Wickard with the ball. It looks to me, it appears that he came up a little short of the first down. It's going to bring up fourth down at about three.
Nice
right down to 37.
Nice play by Tremel to kind of trail that from the backside. It was a slow developing play, and with Wickard running the ball, and he trailed that from his defensive end position all the way on the backside, and then Horace stepping up and helping fill the hole. So nice job by those guys.
They are going to go for it. In fact, they're in motion. Collins back to pass, being chased by Jeremiah Green. Got a receiver open, but overthrown. Clippers will take over on downs from their own 37-yard line. Nice defensive hold there. You know, after that penalty, to give them a free first down, so to speak. Here the Cobras hold them on a three and out after that first down was made. Now we're going to be taking the ball back over.
Yeah, and we'll see if it's more of, the ground and pound offense with a single wing here. If we kind of open it up a little more and we see that spread, but I'm guessing we're going to see a little more of Searin and Griner here to start the second drive.
That would be my guess as well. Colton in that wing back position in motion. Here's Searin with the ball. Searin plows forward for about four, maybe 5 yards. We'll see where they spot it. It is, in fact, picked up a four. It's going to bring up second down and six from right around the Cobra's 40-yard line.
You know, the one thing I do notice, Amos, these fellow Christian guys are tackling him quite a bit lower than probably the guys from Wapello were last week. So we'll see if that kind of continues as the night wears on. But something we definitely need to do when Nate Tierney runs the ball through the line.
That's for sure. The entire Christian is not a real deep team. They don't have a lot of players, but they are playing with a lot of heart. There, the ball carrier there was Searin again. Not much going. Loss of about five on that play. It's going to bring up third down and 10, we'll call it 11, from the 36-yard line. So not a lot going on that one, Micah.
No, and it looked like there's a little bit of confusion in the backfield, just exactly where we were going, but leaves us a little third and long situation to kind of see.
Here's Grinner back to pass. He's got a receiver open, and he just throws it a little too high for Weber to get his hands on. Weber did get a hand on it, a little too high for him to bring it in. That is going to bring up fourth down for the Cobras from their own 37-yard line. So this will definitely probably be a punting situation for the Cobras. Back deep for the Eagles. Hauser. And Deckard. On to punt for the Cobras. Is Nate Searin. Nice punt. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful punt. Deckard picks it up at about the 10-yard line. Moves forward. He's across the 20 to the 25 and tripped up around the 27-yard line.
Kind of a low line drive punt, but he kicked it over the top of his head and then kind of took a tele Christian bounce there, Amos. Our defenders probably weren't down there real quick, but nice job by Nate there on that punt.
Eagles coming out in that same familiar set. One receiver split out right, Collins under center. Handoff here to Wickard. Wickard powers forward to, Hauser.
Nice
pickup of about three.
Striegel and Crawford filling that hole again. The defensive line is doing their job if those linebackers are able to, fill those gaps within, 3 yards of the ball. So nice job by those linebackers, flowing to the ball and the defensive line getting some, penetration upfield.
50 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Sigourney Keogh leads Bella Christian 7-0. Collins under center for the Eagles. And there are penalty markers on the field. And it is offsides against the Cobras again. That's going to make a much more manageable second down for the Eagles. That will bring up a March 5 off. That's going to bring up second 3 from around the 37-yard line. Kind of a tough kind of a tough break for the Cobras there, but just getting a little antsy, getting a little anxious. Here's Collins with the handoff this time to Howerzel. Howerzel breaks through. There is a flag on the penalty marker on the play.
Interesting place, where they threw that flag, Amos. I don't know necessarily if that's a face mask penalty or if that's a hold that far down the field, but it is a face mask. I kind of was worried that he might have his hand up there.
Yeah.
I think Horace kind of got there and tried to make a play on the sideline there and got his hand up in his mug. So, costly mistake again, and I hope we need it. Definitely, we need to shore up some of the mental mistakes here in this in the rest of this first quarter to keep moving on.
That moves the ball down to the 40-yard line of the Cobras. Here's Collins back to pass. First and 10. Collins back to pass, rolling to his right. He keeps it and runs it. Knocks out of bounds. Come up 35-yard line of the Cobras. Should bring up second down 5. Good pursuit there. That was Colton that was chasing him out of bounds from that outside linebacker position, I'd call it.
Yeah, and he followed him all the way across from the other side of the field, Amos. He caught the wide receiver dragging across the field and was there in time to step up and make the quarterback hurry out of bounds. But nice job by Colton there flowing with the ball, and it leaves it to a second and six situation.
Yep, second and six. Colton back under center. No shotgun scene here this evening. Here's Wickard as the half expires. Wickard with the ball. Excuse me again. That's Howard. Moves forward. He's going to bring up third down. Third down about 20. That's the end of the first quarter. So you're going to kill the leads. So nothing. You know, like I've been real impressed with this defense to this point, other than a couple costly penalties, a face mask and a couple offside penalties on our defense. They've done a real good job of containing most of their skilled players.
Yeah, I think you're right, Amos. You know, the thing that, is a constant thing for me is they're keeping everybody in front of them. We're not giving up the big play. Our free safeties over top and our corners and outside linebackers are doing a good job of keeping everything short. Now if we can kind of eliminate some of these mental mistakes, the little things, as they say in football, cost big yards. So we eliminate a few of these handful of things that we kind of got going on defensively. I think we're playing really well. We're keeping everything in front of us. And defensive lines getting great penetration. Linebackers are flowing. We're doing most everything right. We just need to eliminate a few of these little mistakes.
Yeah. You would think the wind would die down since the sun has went down, but we still got the flags flying pretty solidly straight out. So I believe we're going to have to contend with the wind all night long. Here come the Eagles, third down and 3. Collins back to pass, being pressured. Great coverage downfield by Colton Griner. Intended receiver was Wickard.
And that's an interesting, set formation. They come out. They come out in their same double wing type look, with split ends on both sides, and then those wing backs, instead of going in motion in the backfield, just are running straight fly routes. And our outside linebackers are at least aware enough to run with them. And Colton makes a great play there. So
very good play. Brings up fourth down and 3. Eagles are going to go for it. They hand it off. The give was to Benowitz that time, and I believe he may have had enough, picked up enough for a first down. We'll see where they spot it. It's very close. In fact, they are signaling first down. So we've got first down for the Eagles from around the 28-yard line. So they're starting to, the Eagles are starting to put a pretty good drive together themselves, Micah. So we need to come up with a big stop here on defense.
Yeah, definitely, Amos.
There's Collins. Collins hand off to Howerzel. Howerzel off the right side. Pick up of about 7, maybe 8. We'll call it second down and 3. From around the 21-yard line.
Strudel does a nice job getting upfield there, but our defensive line is just kind of getting walled back right now. And then hopefully, Fowler and Brown and some of those guys up front, they're able to get a little more pressure in that interior defensive line.
matter of horse in motion, calls with a handoff. Oh, nice cutback fight. That was all. And eventually brought down at around the 5-yard line, let's call it the 4, by Colt Griner. Excuse me, that was Duggar on the play. It's extremely hard to find to identify these players from this angle that we're at.
Yeah, no doubt, Amos. It might be due to their jersey scheme, but it's kind of tough to see exactly where that's the ball there on that counter.
Collins under center again. Hand out this time to Hauerzel. And nothing going this time.
Defensively there, Amos, we got a great push up front by some of those D linemen up there, you know, Fowler and Brown. And Trammell got a nice push up field and, you know, kind of closed that down in a hurry. So hopefully those guys kind of short things up there and we definitely get some penetration up field, free those linebackers up now.
10-13 to go in the second quarter. Second down and go from the 2-yard line for the Eagles. Collins under center. Man in motion. As Wicker with the handoff, and he's in for the touchdown. Excuse me, that was Branderhorst. Punches it in from 2 yards out. So with 9:58 to go in the second quarter, that brings us 4, Sigurd Ikeda 7. The Eagles of Pella Christian 6. Now we're on to attempt the PAT for Pella Christian. Ball is down, kick is up, and it is good. So with 9:58 to go in the second quarter, we have us a tie ball game. Sigurd Ikeda 7, Pella Christian 7.
You know, and I think, you know, a few things we've seen from Pella Christian there, you know, defensively, they're doing a few things different as far as motion in the backfield with some of their wing backs. And, you know, their big play was that double counter, I think you would call it, wing back counter, and kind of caught us off guard there. But, you know, if our linebackers stay home and kind of read those guards pulling out, they should do a nice job of filling and kind of shoring those things up. And I know we got a couple different guys playing that outside backer position with Colton. I think Luke Crawford out on the other side. And, you know, we got Horace playing free safety now. So hopefully those guys get settled in here. And this ain't nothing different than what we've seen all year, Amos. You know, tie ball game here into the second quarter. And we'll just kind of see how the guys react to this.
Bauer on to kick from his own 40-yard line. Colton Griner back deep to receive. This kid's got a pretty good leg, so I would assume Colton will get this one. Colton actually does. He takes it at his own 5-yard line up across the 10, up to the 20, and he's got some running room. He's still on his feet across the 30 to the 40. He's across the 50, down to the 30, 35, and finally got down at the 30-yard line. Nice return by Colton. We talk about this every week. We broadcast. He's a dangerous return guy.
Yeah, I think you're right, Amos. You know, it's just when you think he's down at the 25, he spins out of it, and he goes ahead and picks up another 45. So, you know, you definitely want to sure tackle him, you know, around the thighs, or you're going to be in trouble. Great job by him bouncing that back. A nice little spin moves across the middle, and then putting us in great field position.
Yeah, about a 65-yard return by Colton. Colton in motion here. Here's Striegel with the keeper up the middle. Nice gain. Striegel down to about the 20. Picked up of a little more than 10 yards. Pick up of 11 yards. Ed Conrad says 11 yards. So pick up of 11 yards. That's going to set the chains. First and 10 from right on the 20-yard line. Single wing set. As I said, Gretter in for the injured Lyle. Here's Striegel again. Another strong run. Straight up the middle. Pickup of about 5. It's going to bring up second down and 5 from the 15-yard line. 2 plays in a row they've run it to Cole Striegel. And I tell you, it's those tough yards, you know, right off guard. And he's doing a real good job keeping those legs moving and moving forward and picking up positive yardage.
And his pad level is great. You know, between him and Siren, you know, their pad level and, you know, their level to the ground is great. You know, and those guys just tough, hard yards, and they pick them up for you.
Here's the Clubbers, Griner in motion. Street on again, direct snap to Griner. Griner moves forward. It appears he picked up enough for the first down. He picked up about five. It's going to be very close. We'll wait for the signal. Just going to be short of the first down. It's going to bring up third and inches, it appears. In fact, it is third and inches for the Clubbers from right on the 10-yard line. They're moving the ball pretty well here on this series, Micah, and it's good to see.
Yeah, no doubt, Amos. I think so. You know, we're getting a great push from up front and big down here.
Big down here. Strudel again, straight up the middle. Good hard running. I think he got enough forward motion there to get the first down. In fact, they are signaling first down, so not a lot of yardage there, but enough to get that first down. It was just inches, so that brings up first and goal from right on the 10-yard line for the Cobras. They're awaiting the call from Coach Jensen. 7:43 to go in the second quarter. Tie game, 7-7. Cobras threatening, however, from their own 10-yard line, first and goal. Cobras set. Here's Gretter with the pitch to Sharon. Sharon keeps those legs moving. There is a penalty marker on the play. Appears that Sharon picks up about 2, maybe 3 yards. Michael, I missed the infraction.
I believe it was a holding, and he threw it right at the back of the jersey of Cole Striegel, so I believe he's probably the one that the infraction occurred on, but I didn't necessarily see exactly what went on over there, but, you know, he was pretty quick to pull it out, so it was probably pretty evident. So it kind of puts us in a, you know, tough situation now. We're looking at first and long, first and goal situation, actually, so maybe we'll see us put it through the air here a little bit.
Great possible. First and goal from the 20. Here is a handoff to Sharon. Sharon's got great forward motion. Picks up about five. It's going to bring up second down and goal from the 15. Again, you know, you mentioned how Crawford and Striegel run. They are so level when they put their shoulders down and they move, and it makes it very hard for the defenders to get a hold of them and wrap them up.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, their pad level is just so extremely low to the ground. They're not real tall guys, but, you know, their leg drive and everything else is real so good. It's Crawford on
there. Yep, there's Crawford around the end. That's the first we've seen of Peyton in a few weeks. What a nice run. He picks up about 10. He's down, picked up about 9. They're going to mark it at the 6-yard line, so that's going to bring up third and goal from the 6 for the Cobras. You know, it's the first time, as I mentioned, first time we've seen Peyton in a couple weeks there on offense.
Yeah, no doubt, and he does a nice job with the direct snap there and takes it around the end, just a nice hard run around the end.
Absolutely. Cobras up and set. Oh, I think we had motion again. In fact, we did. That was a direct snap to Colton. He was headed to the left corner. However, one of our linemen might have come up just a little quick. So it's going to be another 5 marked off on the Cobras. So rather than it being third and goal from the 5, it is now third and goal from the 10-yard line for the Cobras. We've got to eliminate these mental mistakes that we didn't see much of last week.
Yeah, no doubt, Amos. I couldn't agree more.
But we'll see what they pull out here. Here's Gritter rolling out. It is a passing situation. He's got a guy open, and it's caught by Striegel, and touchdown, Cobras. So 5:40 is a beautiful pass, but with 5:43 to go in the second quarter, the Cobras strike again. That brings our score, Cobras 13, Eagles 7. Very well-thrown ball again. Striegel did have to come back just a little bit to grab that one, but a beautiful catch by Cole. To pull that one in and get it across the finish line. Kirk Dovan to attempt the PAT, better to hold. Ball is down, kick is blocked. The bucket came off just a little low.
I tell you what, the nice thing we're seeing here, Amos, I believe Greta's only attempted 2 passes here in the first half, and both have been for touchdowns. He looks pretty poised back there. We're not a passing team probably by trade, but, when we need to, he's coming up and he's stepping up in the pocket and doing a heck of a nice job. So And, you know, honestly, if he didn't complete that pass to Strelo, I believe he might have completed it either to, you know, Kreiner or Crawford out of the backfield, because there's three black jerseys there, and so we kind of caught him off guard there in that third and goal situation. But nice job by Blaine stepping up, making a big play, and hopefully we can shore up some of them mental mistakes here in the upcoming set of downs. And but we're going to kick off here, and we'll get a big see what our defense can do now that we got a 13-7 lead.
And it looks like we've got Howerzel and Wickard back deep to receive for the Eagles. And Kirkhoff set to kick off from the Cobra 40-yard line. Once again, Cobra's up 13-7 over the Eagles of Bella Christian. Nice kick by Kirkhoff. Oh, Wickard touches it and bounces out. He picks it up at about the 15 and moves it forward to about the 21, 22-yard line. So they will start from their own 22-yard line, first and 10.
I believe Searin's in on that tackle, and also number 14, Colton Schwanke, comes in and makes a nice play there, but there was a lot of black jerseys that did a nice job of kind of showing things up there.
Yeah, good pursuit by the Cobras on that. Good kickoff coverage. They hustled down. Here's Brennerhorst in motion. Oh, nice. Collins back a pass, but intercepted across the middle, intercepted by Crawford. He's had his hands on a couple of them tonight. This one, by golly, he wasn't going to let go.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Amos, you know, the fortunate thing for us is we had two guys actually right there in the passing lane. If he doesn't grab that ball, I believe Griner's got it.
Yeah.
You know, they come out in the first and 10 situation, want to throw the ball, and we're right there, so we kind of have their number there. And, you know, great job by Crawford just stepping in and grabbing that ball, and here we go, first and 10 Cobras.
First and 10 Cobras from the Pella Christian 34-yard line. A little confusion. Coach looks so a little confused. He's thrown Cole Strigel in there. They were 10. He only has 10 guys, and Coach decides he's going to call a timeout. So I know, a little bit of confusion. We haven't seen much of that this year, but personnel confusion. You know, that's one of those things. We got a few new guys coming back. Guys have been hurt. Back out there now. Just a little mix-up there on the sideline.
Well, I think, anytime, you know, like we said, you know, with Lyle not playing, you know, he's kind of been that senior leader there. And take nothing away from Greta, because I think he's done a fantastic job at just kind of having that voice and in that huddle and just knowing exactly where everybody's at. It kind of forced us to take a, you know, timeout. But not a bad place to take one and just kind of gather your thoughts. You know, big play here, and hopefully we can get some points on the board. It's 5:30 left here in the half.
Yeah, 5:30 to go. Cobras lead 13-7 over the Bella Christian Eagles. Going back to that interception that Crawford made, that was a well-thrown ball by the quarterback Collins there, but into the wrong hands, into the hands that we wanted it to be into.
Yeah, no doubt.
He went up pretty high for that. The Cobras back on the field, Brenner in motion here. Strigel plowing forward, moving, still on his feet, and still moving. Wow. Oh, and finally a penalty. I thought I saw somebody had a hand on his face mask for about the last 5 yards where he carried about five guys. But a pickup of about eight. And I'm telling you, those were hard-fought yards right there.
And another one of those situations where, Amos, he's hit and stopped at the line of scrimmage, and he just keeps him away. Those big old legs driving, and, he's carrying defensive linemen and linebackers on his back there. He picks up another five. So a great run by Strigel there. We talked about it last week. You know, their ability to run north and south has been great ever since the Wilton game. So,
absolutely.
Those guys are doing a fantastic job. Nice job by the offensive line, getting a great push and opening that hole up for them.
With that infraction, it does, in fact, make first and 10 for the Cobras from around the 20-yard line. Appears to be Nate Searin. Searin does move forward for about 2, possibly 3 yards. Going to bring up second down and 8. Pickup of 2 yards.
They kind of got Nate's number here a little bit, and I think they're probably keying on him. And hopefully, in a situation like that, Amos, it opens up, some of these other guys, Strigel and, Greder and Griner. even on the outside. So that they're keeping everything. And this first time we're going to see the spread set here the way it looks.
It is. In fact, the first time we've got Griner split out, Kirko split out, but the handoff is to Crawford around the left edge. Crawford's got some running room. Lays a couple tacklers, takes it down to about the 2-yard line. So a nice play. He had been contact. He had made contact with a couple fellow Christian players, but he with a couple strong stiff arms, he just pushed them right to the ground, and he was determined. I'm sure he wanted to get it right into the end zone. I apologize. I believe I said he had it down. It is, in fact, on the 2. So it's first and goal from the 2-yard line for the Cobras. Nice drive they've got put together here. Here's Crawford in motion, but Greger with the keeper, but knocked down. Gain of nothing. He was knocked down right at the line, I believe.
Yeah, and they sent 2 linebackers, I think, on that specific play. You know, blitzed, I think, up both B gaps there and kind of forced everything in. And hopefully, you know, it gives us second down and about a 3-4 goal situation. And looks like we're going to come back out in that rocky double split set.
Yeah, might have watched a guard there. 2nd and 3, they're calling it high snap. But here's Crawford, very determined, and falls forward for the touchdown. Nice second effort by Peyton Crawford to lean, to make that cut, and then lean forward across the goal line.
Yeah, especially when you take into toll that that ball was snapped awful high. Nice job by Greger to get the snap down and get the ball handed off, too. You know, it could have been a broken play also, but nice job by those guys to get everything kind of lined out, and nice job by Crawford running it in for the touchdown.
There. Yeah, great athleticism by Greger to go up for that ball and then still make the handoff. And Cobras attempt to go for 2 to get this up to 21. However, that little pop pass does fail for the Cobras. I think they might have seen that on film. They had that stepped out pretty hard. And as a result, with 3:37 to go in the second quarter, Cobras lead 19-7 over Kellogg Christian.
And a couple of nice things we've seen on that drive, Amos. So we've seen the return of Peyton Crawford into the backfield there and having a couple nice runs. One on that split end fly, I think you probably called out of that spread formation, coming around the end, and then another nice little run for a touchdown. So nice to see him back running the ball also. You know, Nate's kind of took his duties here the last couple of weeks, and with that tandem in the backfield, we should be able to stay fresh and I think be highly competitive running the ball, football.
A Wickard back deep for the Eagles to receive, as well as Max Kolb. Excuse me, Vanderhorst. Those numbers are very hard to see. Kirko set the kick off. Nice deep kick taken by Vanderhorst. Vanderhorst moves forward across the 25 to the 30 and brought down by Jeremiah Green and Shane Swanigan. So, with 3:31 yet to go before half, Cobras lead 19-7. The Eagles take over off 1st and 10 on their own 30-yard line. Vanderhorst in motion. Timeout called by the Eagles. Must have saw something they didn't necessarily like.
Yeah, I think a situation like that. You know, with 3:31 left on the clock, they want to make sure they do everything right here. And I don't know necessarily if that was the defensive formation that they didn't like or what the story was, or if they were in an offensive formation that they didn't quite care for, but they pull a timeout there. And but it'll be interesting to me to see, kind of what our defense does here. Hopefully we get some great defensive pressure. I'm sure they're going to probably want to try to toss the ball around here a little bit. They want to get their score here before halftime, I'm sure. So, going back to that offensive series, the offensive line is doing a heck of a job up front. You know, the guys we don't call their name near enough, I'm definitely sure. But those guys are definitely opening some holes up for these running backs. And it'll be interesting to me to kind of see what kind of set Pella. It looks to me like they're coming out in that same double wing double split type set. See what the defense kind of does here.
Collins under center. Wickard, better horse in motion. The give was to Hauser off the middle. Pick up of about four. It's going to bring up second down and six. Around the 34-yard line.
Nice job by Striegel and Green there. That was just a simple, you know, fullback trap off that counter look. Those guys stepped up in the A-gap and just filled that hole. So
still got a receiver split left, receiver right. Here's Wickard around the left edge, but not much going. Great job of about 1 yard. That's going to be a third and five.
Great job by Peyton Crawford coming off the edge here, off his outside linebacker spot, and keeping that to a short gain. There's a lot of green if he doesn't step up and make a nice hip tackle there. So nice job by him. It's nice to see him moving around with these kind of tonight, too, Amos.
It doesn't appear that knee has given him any problems. There is a whistle on the play. Motion against the Eagles, that will back them up five. That's going to bring up third down and 10 from around the 30-yard line. So nice break for the Cobras here with 2:26 to go before half. Clock is running. Cobras lead 19-7.
It kind of leaves them in a long-distance situation here, third and 10. We got to kind of be expecting pass, I would think, defensively. They haven't just aired it out a bunch, but they come out in that same set again.
Yep. One receiver left, one receiver right. Collins back to pass. He's got a guy open, but just threw the ball a little bit behind Brower, and he couldn't get his hands on it. So that's going to bring up fourth down and 10 from the 30-yard line.
And Berg's there to make a nice play. You know, he's right there defensively and puts a big hit on him. The ball's overthrown a little bit, but I'm not quite sure it would be completed either way. Defensively, we kind of have that sniffed out, and a nice job by the Sigourney Kyoto Cobra defense there.
Yeah, Haberman on to punt. He stands on about the 15-yard line of Pella Christian. Griner back deep, standing on his own 20 to receive. Punt is away. Nice punt. A very, very good punt. Griner does. Oh, he lets it go at the last minute. Not a smart decision. He probably should have caught that one. It does roll back in for a touchback. So the Cobras will take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line. But almost the way Colt started off running after that, it almost like he thought maybe he touched it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. I think, with a punter that good, I don't think we've seen a punt that high or that long in a while.
We saw a good punter last week.
Last week, but, this guy's probably got 15 yards on him, to be honest.
Yeah,
they got him off the soccer team, I believe. So, I think Colton just kind of lost it in the lights there and let it go. But first down and 10 from the 20, and see what the Cobras can do here with just a minute 50 left in the first half.
They're in that spread offense. Griner back to pass. Gets Griner out in the flat. Griner can be quite dangerous on that play. We've seen him be dangerous. He does pick up about five. It's going to bring up second down and five from the 25-yard line. That time, pretty good coverage by the Eagles to get a hand on Colton there. But we've seen him break some pretty long runs.
Yeah, they kind of had that wide receiver screen sniffed out, I believe, and it looks like we're in that same spread.
Yeah, Cobra showing pass again. Oh, mixed up in the backfield. Griner does foul on it. Just didn't get a handle on the snap, I don't believe. He might have taken his eye off the ball a little bit, and he threw a little bit back there, and he just fell on top of it. So loss of about five. He's really a third down and 10 with a minute to go. Actually, a minute and 1 second to go before half. Sigourney Kyoto lead 19-7 over the Eagles of Pella Christian.
I think it's one of those things, Amos. You know, I think Greger's just so excited to throw the football, and he's coming out in a second down and five six situation, and they're in that spread formation, and he's just excited to throw it. He just kind of took his eye off the ball there, and snap wasn't necessarily bad. It kind of hit him in the hands, and I think he was just so excited to drop back and toss it, he kind of lost focus there. So you know, young quarterbacks, he's can sometimes do that. I'm sure he'll refocus here. Third down 10 situation, and we'll kind of see we come out in the same press formation and see what he can do here.
Yeah, you know, third and 10 from their own 20. You know, you'd hate to give it back to the Eagles with some time on the clock, but we'll see what coach has up his sleeve here. The Cobras approach the ball, third and 10 from their own 20. You got Brett Griner in that wing back position. We are back in the single wing. Griner in motion. Here's Strudel. Strudel with a nice carry. Straight forward. Step on forward. He knows where that first down marker is, and he gets enough. He might have got about a half a yard more than we needed to move those chains. But a nice, hard run by Cole Strudel.
Yeah, and you know, Amos, his center of gravity is just so low there. And he kind of breaks through the initial line and linebackers and then bounces down to the outside, and they're just having a tough time taking him down. So great play call there. You know, definitely a passing situation, and they get the ball to Striegel there, and he moves the chain. So nice job by the offensive line and the coaching staff there. Great call.
Great call by the coaching staff for sure. Injured Eagle down on the field. Looks to be Branderhorst. He's been kind of one of their key players here tonight. He's had his hands on the ball a number of times. I'm not sure what happened there. He was one of the individuals in on that tackle of Strigel, but it's like tackling a bulldozer.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's one of those things. I don't know if I necessarily want to be out there trying to take him down. So, you know, he runs the ball extremely north and south, and you probably will want to get out of his way or tackle him pretty low, or you might be in trouble. So just nice hard running, definitely, between Searin and Crawford and Striegel himself, they've done a nice job just running the ball north and south here tonight. And it gives us a first and 10 situation here with about 54 seconds, I believe, Amos, here before halftime.
Yep.
We'll kind of see what kind of formation we come out, if you want to stay in the single wing or if we're going to come back out in the spread.
Well, it appears that Weber is split out to the right side of the field. We'll see if they stay in that, or if they'll jump back into that single wing. They have not set the offense yet. There's the signal, and they are in fact in that single wing. Here's Griner. Oh, Griner takes a few steps forward like he's going to run, and he's back to pass. Now he takes off running the ball. He avoids one tackler, splitting. Like a pinball, still on his feet, moves forward for about a pickup of 10 yards. Another one of those calls, it's so hard to broadcast his running ability because he's all over the field, twisting and spinning, and did a lot of running for a 10-yard pickup.
You know, it's kind of like the play I called last week, I think, Amos, where he ran about 60 yards, and to get 60 yards, he might have run 110. I'm not quite sure. I don't know how many yards he quite ran there, but a couple spin moves, and he reversed field and headed back to the middle, and he's just doing a heck of a job. You know, I think that's what makes our offense so interesting. You know, having Colton's ability to run in the open field, and then those other guys being able just to power it north and south, it makes us pretty dangerous. So. Nice decision on his part, too. I think our receivers are kind of covered downfield as he's kind of dropped back to pass at first. So nice job by Colton there. Good decisions. And the league brings up the first and 10 situation again.
Yeah, first and 10 from their own 31-yard line. We got 33 seconds to go. And, it would be nice if they could push one in here towards the end of this half. It just give them that much more momentum moving into the locker room here at halftime. So, both teams are set. Cobras in that single wing. Still looking to try to punch this one in. Here's Greta. Greta back to pass. Got a guy open. Downfield. Nice catch by Weber. And out of bounds. I believe he got out of bounds. And that's off the clock with 28 seconds left. Nice completion. That's Greta is 3 for 3 tonight. Very accurate for a young guy. He's 4 for 4. For a young guy to come out and make that type of consistent passing. They set the chains at the 45, first and 10. Greiner back to pass again. Looking downfield, lost it up. He's got a guy opening Greiner. Greiner goes up for it, but just broke up at the last minute by Collins. So a very well-thrown ball again. Very impressive. Blaine's doing a heck of a job putting that ball in the air.
Yeah, you know, he puts that one up kind of the deep ball there, and Collins just comes over the top at the last second. We actually had two receivers down there between Greiner and, Weber are both down there. So those guys are flying down, and Collins makes a last-second play on that ball, or it's a touchdown. So
we got 22 seconds to go, second and 10 from the 44-yard line for the Cobras. In that single wing, here's Greiner. Back to pass again. Wash it downfield again. He's got Greiner open. Greiner's got the reception, and he's moving. He's going to score. Greiner's going to score.
Great play.
Very good.
Great play by Greiner. Kind of underthrows that ball, and Greiner makes a great move on it to come back, and then makes a great move on the cornerback there. Just a great pitch and catch, and, you know, 22 seconds left. That's how we like to finish half.
That's right. 12 seconds left to go before halftime. Cubs take the lead, 25-7. Just as I was saying earlier, it sure would be nice to put another score on the board right before half. That would give them a lot of momentum. They can go in, make some defensive adjustments that maybe will slow these Eagles down a little bit. But our offense is clicking on all eight cylinders tonight. Kirkov on. Actually, no, they are setting the single wing. They're going to go for two. The handoff here is to Saren, and Saren gallops into the end zone for the two-point conversion. That brings us with 12 seconds to go. Sigourney Chioda, 27, and a Christian 7.
You know, the nice thing there, Amos, you know, we don't get the ball back with very much time left, and we're pretty efficiently, you know, we have a couple big runs by Greiner and Striegel, you know, that are first down carries, and then, you know, the big pass to Greiner to finish off a short time drive. These guys are just doing a nice job of executing. So,
what do you do here in this situation, Micah? You know, 12 seconds left. Do you kick the ball deep? I mean, Kirkov's gotten his foot into it pretty good, but 12 seconds left, I would hate to take a chance of somebody making a remarkable return and putting some points on the board and shifting all the momentum. Or do you script kick this
I think if I'm coaching, I think there's a good chance I squib it down the field. And, you know, there's not many high school quarterbacks in the state that can throw it 60 yards, and I think even fewer in probably the state of Iowa. So,
yeah.
I just try to keep this thing high and tight, and hopefully it looks like actually we got Greiner out to kick. So it could be a good chance that we maybe got that going on.
I'm sure that's what they're going to do. Greiner on the kick. He does kick it deep. Kick taken at about the 15-yard line by Rickard, but brought down immediately. Picked up a few yards. They're going to set the chains at about the 20.
And guess who's there, Amos? None other but Jeremiah Green in on the tackle on the kickoff return. So he's flying down there. You know, he's in on offense, in on defense, in on special teams. He's doing a heck of a job. He's not the biggest guy on the field. You know, we met him last week, and, you know, he's not real big, but, you know, he's a heck of a football player.
He certainly is. So here's the Eagles, handoff up the middle, handoff to Howerzel. Howerzel moves forward for a couple of yards, but that is going to bring us to the end of the first half. So the collapse at the end of the first half, Sierra Nevada leads Cala Christian 27-7. Well, folks, please stay with me here over halftime. I'm going to have the pleasure of visiting with Sigourney Head Volleyball Coach Chris Carter over halftime to have her tell us a little bit about her team, a little bit about her take on the conference, and so forth. So for those of you that may be at home, decided not to venture out to get in the game here on this beautiful night in Sigourney, Iowa, you'll have the opportunity to hear some of Coach Carter's take on her volleyball team and the conference in general. So, Chris, why don't you step over here?
thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate you taking the time to come up and talk to us a little bit about your team. You know, it's been kind of a crazy season, you know, in the SICL here over the last couple of weeks since, you know, league play started. One thing that I'd like to have you share with the folks is a little bit about your team and how you see them coming along since the start of the season. And then share with us a little bit about what your take is on the conference in general.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you. I appreciate you the opportunity to come and talk because I don't get to do this very often about the girls, and they definitely deserve all the attention they can get. We've come a long way from the beginning of the season. You know, last year we had a good season. We finished second in our conference and only graduated one senior, actually. So we had real high hopes and expectations coming back for this year. You know, a lot of people think, well, it's not very hard to replace one girl. But in volleyball, when you replace your big, tall middle hitter who plays all the way around and has done that for 3 years, it's been a little more difficult than what I think we all thought it was going to be. We didn't realize how much Val McGill contributed, you know, to the team until she's gone. But, you know, I've had a couple of kids that have stepped in, and we've had to kind of mess with the rotation a little bit, work on some different things. But you know, we've really come a long way since the beginning of the season. The kids are working really hard. They're a very coachable group, very flexible, been willing to do pretty much whatever I ask them to do. We're senior heavy, so this is kind of our year to, you know, see what we can do. And we've got a good, strong senior class. They've all been playing varsity for me for at least 2, if not 3 years. So, you know, I really look to them for a lot of leadership. And we've got some sophomores that have stepped up and done a good job. Sierra Davis is our girl who stepped in and taken Val's spot. She's only a sophomore. Not real tall, but very athletic and works hard. And, you know, she's probably only 5'4", but she plays like she's about 6 feet tall. So, you know, we gave her a shot at it, and she decided to step into the challenge and do it. So I'm proud of her for doing that. But, you know, some of our main players that we have back from last year, I have my setter, Sydney Davis. This is her second year that we run a 5-1, so she's our only setter. And she runs her offense for us and does a great job. I've been really happy with her progress. Also returned our libero, Becca Olin, another senior. Becca is probably the most athletic kid that I've ever coached. And she, you know, gets to wear the different colored jersey than everybody else. And she just fits that spot very well. Very quick, very athletic, and just does a nice job on defense for us.
Well, could you tell us a little bit, leading up, you've got a few games under your belt. I know we track Saturday pretty closely. Me being from Kyoto, we keep we root for you most of the season, but there'll be one night here coming up
real soon
in a couple of weeks where I'll have to be against you. But to leading up to this point, I know you guys have been pretty successful. Can you share with the listeners where you've been and where you see the team going from this point forward?
Yep. Well, I mean, right now we're 3-2 in conference. We're sitting. Well, we have two conference losses. We lost to Iowa Valley and Belle Plaine. Lost a tough one to Belle Plaine, went 5 games, and it was probably one of the most fun matches I've ever coached, but it was just we came up a little bit on the short end of the stick, lost 19-17 in game 5, and so we are officially halfway through our season, so we've got, you know, we've got some tough matches ahead, but, you know, of course, last year we finished second in conference, and our goal is to, you know, do that again. You know, Iowa Valley is probably going to win our conference, and they're undefeated at this point. So, you know, if you can't win it, then your next best bet is second place. And so, you know, our goal is to, you know, definitely be competitive the rest of our games at conference and try to, you know, win what we can and hopefully finish in that second place spot. So, yeah, you know, the last few years we have been very competitive in our conference, and it's been fun. They've been a fun group to coach. And so we're just looking to do well in conference and then get ready for districts for whatever we see after that.
You know, it's funny. I had a couple weeks ago with the last home game, I had Dan Stout, mm-hmm. coach of the Kyoto Eagles, up here talking to me. He mentioned some of the same things that you just mentioned, but as you look at our conference in general, I'm kind of talking district talk all the time
right.
here in football, but we get back into the conference side of it. He said, you know, you look at Iowa Valley, and they're just a very, very good, well-coached team,
yep.
and it's everybody's kind of fighting for second. You go back to early part of this week, and all the crazy things that went on with different teams beating teams that we believed it
right.
in Kyoto, and I'm sure you did here in 30. This isn't the way the outcome
yeah.
should have been.
Right.
As you look forward, your goals,
I think, are realistic goals, you know, because that second spot, that person to finish second,
mm-hmm.
potentially behind Iowa Valley. It's not to say that Iowa Valley will win it all. But,
sure, never know.
But, you know, to finish second, I think that's a very realistic goal. And I think those are the same types of things that they're looking at over here to the east. And
sure.
And that's going to be an exciting matchup, even though we play football together
yep.
and everybody gets along and so forth. It's really an exciting time when Sigourney and Kyoto are playing each other. It doesn't matter in volleyball or basketball.
Right.
It's all in good fun. Great kids from both areas. But those are the types of things that I like to hear out of coaches. You know, we got to set goals. We have to be able to achieve those goals and
yep.
do everything we can. I know you're being very modest because you're the coach, but I know I've heard a lot about your daughter as well.
Right.
Tell the folks a little bit about Jordan. I know she's a very – does she play in middle hitter?
Yeah, she's a middle hitter for us. Actually, this is her third year as our starting middle. She came in as a freshman and, you know, kind of got that job. I try not to talk about her too much. It's kind of a difficult situation, but, you know, we've learned how to handle it over the years. And, she's a very athletic kid, and she works very hard and spends a lot of extra time. But she is leading us. She is leading us in hits right now and kills. And I just dropped my paper. There it is. Sorry. Yeah, she's leading us in kills, averaging about four games. And actually, I just looked up tonight, both her and our libero, Becca Oland, are in the top five in Class 1A in terms of some of their statistics. So, you know, that's a neat thing to see, you know, kids from our area also being recognized. But Jordan plays all the way around for us. Last year, she was our leading hitter as well. Played opposite Val McGill, like I mentioned before. She's got the nice, tall volleyball body. She's just a smart player when it comes to ball. But she's been playing volleyball since, you know, she's been little. She followed me to the gym, you know, when she was little. And she also plays club ball in the winter, and that has had a huge impact on her game, just playing against, you know, different teams and better competition and going to big tournaments. And so she's definitely our go-to player on offense, you know. And actually this year we've had to kind of switch our offense around a little bit, knowing that, you know, we have to look to her when she's in the back row as well as in the front row. A lot of teams know that she's our go-to player. So when she is in the front row, we've had to work on different tempo attacks with her, you know, not just strictly hitting from the middle. She can hit from either side. She can hit quick tempo attacks. She can hit an off tempo. So her and Sydney Davis really have worked very well this year. And Sydney's worked really hard, to be able to get her the ball where she needs it so that she can put it down for us. But she's a fun kid to coach. You know, even though she's my, you know, she's my daughter, I enjoy coaching her. But even if she wasn't my daughter, she's a fun kid to coach. And she really loves volleyball. It's one of her two top, you know, sports that she really enjoys. And so she's having a lot of fun with this senior class. You know, there's a lot of kids that she's going to miss next year. And she knows she's got a lot of pressure on her shoulders being the coach's kid. You know, it's been a little difficult, but, you know, she's grown and matured a lot this year, and I feel that she's handled everything very well. And, you know, our match against Belle Plaine, she really stepped up and kept us in the match and kept it close when we needed her to, and went up against Cameo Pope from Belle Plaine, their big, tall girl. So she knows that teams are keen in on her this year. But that's good. You know, I mean, it's kind of made her step up her game a little bit.
Yeah.
Or the leader.
You mentioned the Pope girls. They,
mm-hmm.
too, I believe, travel around. And
yep.
Well, I had the opportunity to watch them play last week, and they're just phenomenal volleyball players. And to hear that your daughter has traveled around and did some of that, too, you can certainly see the kids that put the time and effort in.
Right.
Not to mention the competitiveness that all your kids possess over here at Sigourney, and we see it over at Kyoto as well. I mean, I love to see those competitive matches. And, moving forward, can you share with our listeners what you got coming on here in the following week, and then, you know, the week following that, I believe, is the big match between Sigourney and Kyoto during homecoming week.
Yeah.
How great could that be?
That's good. It's going to be interesting. Yeah, actually, we've got kind of a tough week next week. We travel to New Sharon on Monday. And right now they just have one conference loss. They've only lost to Iowa Valley. And their coaches are Jim and Mary Woods, who coached at North Mahaska for years, you know, brought some teams to the state tournament, and now they're back, which is good for North Mahaska people, not so good for the rest of us in the Stickle Conference. But so I know they're going to be very well coached. They're going to play a good defense. And, I think we match up pretty well with them, but it's in their place, and we're just going to have to go and play hard. Then Thursday we host BGM. Another school in our conference that has the potential to beat some teams. They've got some athletic kids, and they've got a girl that's got some height to her. She's a sophomore, the Kriegel girl. So, and actually, you know, we only played Tri-County this week, and I had the rest of the week off. So it gave us a chance to work on some stuff, but we need to get that going. It's a point in the season where we just need to play. So we have those two next week, both key for us, I think, if we want to, you know, finish where we want to in conference. And then the following Monday, we've got Kyoto, and it's here, and it's homecoming week. And no matter when we play Kyoto or where we play him, it's always been a close match. And like you said, you know, the kids all know each other in the stands, on the floor. You know, Dan and I have coached against each other for too long. I know Dan pretty well. And so it's always interesting, always entertaining, always, you know, it's a good match. And the kids have, as long as the kids, you know, have fun with it and are competitive. And I'm sure with it being homecoming week, you know, we'll have a good crowd. And it's a good way to start off the week. So, and you know what, Kyoto played well. They beat Bill Plain this week and, you know, are kind of getting things together. So it's kind of a crucial part, time of the season for both of us. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that one goes. I'm sure it'll be a good time.
It will be. My daughter's one of the players on the Kyoto team. She cheers with a couple of your of your volleyball players, maybe three of them, four of them maybe.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. I always tell my daughter before she goes and plays people that are friends of hers, remember, friendship stays.
That's right. Yeah.
Off the court.
Yes. Wait, so, when you're on the court, it's game time.
It's game time. Yeah. But, well, Coach, we really appreciate you coming up to tell us a little bit about your team and your goals and where you see the team at this point in time. Thanks for taking time out of your Friday night to come up and share all your thoughts with our listeners. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Thanks. Yep.
Well, that was Coach Chris Carter, head coach of the Sigourney volleyball team. And it sounds like they've got a very, very good goal set for the team, and sounds like it's going to be a very interesting rest of the season for those guys as they got great opportunities to do very good things. We're going to try to bring you up to speed on some of the scores here around the area.
While we're doing that, Amos, you know, let's kind of do a quick rundown. These are on official stats, obviously, but I have Griner in the first half, four rushes for 36 yards. Sirian, eight rushes for 38 yards. Crawford, three rushes for 29 yards and a touchdown. And then Strigel also, three rushes for 28 yards. And then from the passing attack, you know, I believe Greder, he is 5 for 5 on the night, 5 for 5 and about 76 yards, I believe, and two touchdowns. You know, he's just doing a fantastic job in certain down distance situations, stepping up and making great throws. But nice job by Blaine there, stepping up. And, you know, a real balanced rushing attack. You know, we were a little more lopsided last week, but give a little bit of credit to the Christian defense for doing a nice job scouting us, and we kind of got to spread things around a little bit more tonight. As far as defensively goes, Green has five tackles. Excuse me, five tackles on the night. Strebel there with two, Crawford with four, and a big interception. Berg also with one, Horace with three, Bryce Brown with four, Griner with three tackles. Siren with one, and Tremel, you know, first night back in on a big tackle and a couple of hurry-ups in the backfield. So, you know, defensively we kind of spread things around also, and, you know, defensive line and the linebackers are kind of getting around and doing a nice job tonight. So, yeah, from the statistics department, we're a little more balanced probably than what we've done.
Well, thank you, Micah, for sharing that, and I agree with you. I think we have been very balanced tonight in the output of these kids this evening. Hey, I want to bring you up to speed. We got just a few seconds here before we start the second half. Here in the second quarter, Albia 16, Bondurant Farrar 21. So that's kind of a shocker right now, Albia being rated as high as they are. Sheraton 16, Winterset 7. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, nothing. Wilton, 31. Wayne of Corden, 49. Moravia, nothing. Davis County, 28. Clark of Osceola, 7. North Mahaska, 8. Pekin, 19. Of course, our score here at Sigourney Kyoto, we're at 27. Pella Christian, 7. Carlisle, 7. Pella, 31. Williamsburg ahead of Fairfield, 42-7 in the second quarter. HLV Victor, 52. Twin Cedar, 6. 3 Sidham Monroe ahead of I-35 Truro in the first quarter, 14-6. Oskaloosa leads Norwalk 21-14. Melcher Dallas 32, Tri-County 6. Ankeny 14, Johnson 28. Dallas Center Grimes 21, Knoxville nothing. Marshalltown 3, Atoma 14 at half. English Valley nothing, Montezuma 42 at the start of the third quarter. I believe that gives us a rundown. One final score to announce: New London 6, Van Buren 22. And that is at half as well. So we're set.
And it gives us a few seconds. I want to make a quick announcement to a good buddy of mine back there, avid listener of us here the past few weeks. So Fletcher Flynn and his wife Mackenzie had a little baby girl today. Good friends of both of ours, a little 7 pounds, 9 ounces, a little Emerson Jean has brought into the world today. So congratulations to them. They're probably listening tonight in the hospital, I believe.
Well, good
so,
deal.
It's a heck of a good deal. Anytime a good thing can happen. So
absolutely. So Fletcher's got him a future football cheerleader on his hand.
Yep, there's no doubt. I'm sure she'll be around football, and she'll probably be raising them pom-poms someday.
And Grandpa Mature, one of the coaches here for the Sigourney Kyoto Cobras, just entered the press box and headed up to the top of the box to call plays here for the second half. Haven't had a chance to visit with him yet, but I'm sure we will at the end of the broadcast. As I mentioned, start of the broadcast, Sigourney did win the toss and deferred, so they will be on the receiving end here to start the second half. Griner is set deep to receive, standing on about his 15-yard line. The Eagles have yet to take the field. A few seconds before the horn goes off. Once again, folks, here at the half, Sigourney Kyoto leads 27-7 over Pella Christian. Eagles are coming out to get set. Haberman, or will it be Brower? It will be Brower kicking off for the Eagles. And back deep to receive, Colton Griner. Griner stands now on about his 5-yard line. These kids can really put a boot into it, Micah. Great crowd here tonight. You can't ask for a better night for high school football. Temperatures in about the mid-70s.
Yeah, great weather, Amos. They get ready to kick this. It finally feels like a September football night, there's no doubt.
Absolutely. So here's Brower to kick off. Deep kick again. Sends Colton back to the goal line. Oh, and Colton fumbled it just a little bit. It bounced into the end zone. So it will be a touchback. Cobras will take over first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Well, Mike, it'll be interesting to see if they experiment a little more with spread offense here as they come out on this first drive. They were pretty effective in the first half throwing the ball, so we'll see. They got a nice cushion to start with here. If we could punch one in, that could be the dagger that the Cobras need. Griner in motion. Here's Striegel with the keeper up the middle. Striegel still on his feet, moving forward, picks up about 9, just short of the first down. They're going to spot it on about the 29-yard line. A nice gainer again by Cole Striegel. You know, last week we called Nate's number a lot. They kind of keyed on him a little bit. This week, Striegel's doing a lot of horsepower up through the middle this evening.
Yeah, he's just doing a nice job. And, keeping his pad level low and driving them big old legs, and low center of gravity, he's doing a heck of a nice job running the ball.
Griner in motion, hand off, though, this time to it appears to be Saren. Saren moves forward well ahead of the first down markers. That will move the markers. Pick up of about 7.
I really like that play, Amos, and that play's design. Striegel lead walking out there, and Nate's just right on his back. He almost touching him as he comes through the hole there. There's a lot of green, and he just does a nice job of following him.
First and 10, Cobras from the 37-yard line. Better under center that time. Hand off to Saren, but he is immediately met as he takes the handoff
in the backfield, a loss of about two. We'll bring up second down and 12 from the 35-yard line.
And I think in a situation like that, Amos, you know, first down and 10 situation, they're keen on the run pretty hard there. They sent two linebackers, and it really knocked us off our blocks as far as offensive line goes, and kind of pushed to, you know, Searing back. So hopefully, you know, with the second and 13 situation, it can be a little bit different.
Here's Greiner with the ball. Greiner pops it to the left side. He's got running room. He's across the 50 and knocked out of bounds at about the 44-yard line. Nice gainer by Colton, pickup of about 15. He, too, got there was initial contact right at the line of scrimmage. He kind of shook that tackle and took off, caught the outside corner, and took off down the sideline. Nice run by Colton. Cobra's not wasting any time. They're off back up to the line and set. Greiner in motion again. This time the keeper looks to be Striegel again. Striegel moving forward. Big gainer. He's got the first down and then some. Striegel finally brought down at around the 24-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of about 20. Cole is having a whale of a night tonight running the ball. 10 minutes to go, third quarter. Sidney Kyoto 27, Pella Christian 7. Cobra's on the move. Ball spotted at the 25, first and 10. Oh, spot snapped, but Sharon picks it up and turns a loss of what could have possibly been a loss of three or four into a gain of about one. It's going to bring up second down and 9.
Nice heads up before we kind of cover that thing. You know, we don't want to make any mental mistakes here and let them back in this ball game. So, you know, a little slip up there, but we got it covered, and, you know, we'll kind of move on. Second down, 9 situation now.
Definitely manageable yardage here for the Cobras. Greiner in motion again. Handoff this time to Sarin. Sarin moving forward. Nice run off the left side. Pickup of about 5 is going to bring up third down and 5. From around the 18-yard line. Eight 55 to go. Cobra's lead, 27-7. 8:55 to go in the third quarter, I should say. Greiner in motion. Here's Striegel with the keeper up the middle. Striegel's going to make it. He's in for the touchdown. That was wide open there, Mike. It was like nobody touched him.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things, Amos. Down and distance, you know, third and a long 5, they're thinking pass and pass and pass. And we just keep the little thing, you know, the keeper to Striegel right up the middle, and nobody's home. So he hardly gets touched and runs into the end zone.
It might be such a thing as they're tired attacking him. He is a horse, and I'll tell you what, when he gets moving forward and he's full throttle, it is a load. I wouldn't want to get in front of him.
Yeah, definitely, no doubt, Amos.
Kirkhove on to attempt the extra point. It's blocked again. So with 8:38 to go in the third quarter, Cobra's lead, the Eagles of Bella Christian, 33-7. Nice drive there, Micah, by the Cobras to move that ball down, march that ball down the field.
Yeah, no doubt, Amos. You know, and calling a few different guys' numbers tonight, and, you know, that's always a good thing. You know, like I kind of tossed at halftime. You know, it's good to be able to spread it around and give some of these guys that had big weeks last week may not touch the ball as many times this week and don't need to. You know, that just, you know, kind of gives us credit for the amount of talent we probably have in the backfield. So, you know, no discredit to Pella. I mean, they're doing a nice job out there, too. But, you know, we just got maybe too many weapons in off at the backfield tonight.
We certainly do. You know, we keep shuttling people in and out, and we've been keeping fresh back there in the backfield, and it's shown. These guys are staying fresh, and they're running hard. Here's Kirkhove kicking off from his own 40. Renderhorst fumbles the ball. He tries to take it at the 20 and kind of fumbles the ball and finally jumps on it there at around the 25-yard line. So that'll bring up first and 10 for the Eagles from their own 25-yard line. 8:35 to go in the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto 33, Pella Christian 7. So Cobras are standing that 4-4, it looks like, Micah.
Yeah, definitely, Amos. You know, it's kind of been working up to this point.
Here's Howersville. Up the left side, pickup of about 2, possibly 3. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 7 for the Eagles.
Looks like a little fullback trap there, and, you know, Fowler and number 66 are there to make a nice play there on the defensive line.
Eagles go in that 2-receiver set, 1 split right, 1 split left. Handoff here off the left side. That was Housel with the carry. Picks up about 2. It's going to bring up 3rd and 5.
Nice read.
1 yard line.
Nice read by Crawford there to come up and stick his nose in there and keep that to a short gainer. He did a nice job as linebacker, just kind of flowing and inflamed the ball there.
Here's Branderhorst in motion, but to give up the middle, still on his feet. He picks up enough for the first down. Ball carrier there is Howersell again, right up the middle. Like you said, it looked like one of those fullback traps right up the middle, Micah.
Yeah, and that play has probably been about as most effective as what they've had running the ball all night, just that, you know, the old fullback trap, pull the guard, slap our D-tackle over, and right up the gut. So
Branderhorst in motion again. Pitch to Branderhorst. He's got some running room around the right side, finally brought down over there by... I believe that was Berg that brought it down, but not before he picks up a first down. He moves the ball across midfield to about the 48. That's going to bring up another first down for the Eagles. Start to see them work those corners just a little bit here in the third quarter, Micah. Branderhorst again in motion. Collins with the handoff to, I believe, Howersell.
Nice job by Cole Striggle there, just filling that hole. You know, there's a little counter play there, and, you know, he stepped right up there and read his guard and followed the pull and stepped right in the hole and stuck his nose in there, did a really nice job filling that hole. It's 2nd down and long 9.
2nd down here for the Eagles from the 49-yard line. Collins handoff, big hole for Howersell. Up the middle.
There again, Amos, just that little simple fullback trap, just right off guard. It's kind of hurting us. You know, they're kicking out on, pulling out on our defensive tackle, and our linebackers are just kind of getting sucked in a little bit between Striegel and Green that leaves us a 3rd down and 3 situation.
There's Howersell again, off the left side this time, but nothing going. I think he might have been short of the third down and 2. Giving him a very generous spot, I would say, from at least my vantage point.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to call the chains on possibly here to measure this. But that time, you know, as we said, they ran the exact same play, 3 plays in a row there, and Schrinkle filled the gap that time and kept it to a short yard and a half, 2-yard gain. Actually had great contact, and he kind of fell forward there, so it's going to make this spot kind of close. But a better job by the interior defensive line and Striegel there to kind of fill that gap.
In fact, it is enough for a first down. That, as I said, I think that was an extremely generous spot. From my vantage point, he gave him about a football length more than he should have.
And that's all he needed, because he only got it by about a half a football, so... it is what it is, and
that's
first
right.
Down and 10.
We've got to play football here, so it's 1st and 10 from the Cobras' 39-yard line for the Eagles. Collins back to pass, got a guy open in Duggar. Duggar out on the flat, Berg there to cover him up, but not before he picked up about 13, call it 14 yards. Going to move the chains again for the Eagles. They've put in a nice drive together here.
Yeah, they are, and they're kind of mixing it up. You know, they ran up the middle, and now a little pass out to the flat and expose our corner when we're thinking run. So they're doing a nice job mixing it up, and hopefully our defense can kind of react to it.
Yeah, Howers will set in the backfield. Hand off this time, though, to Wickard. Wickard met immediately by Horace and Striggle. Wow, nice tackle by Horace and Striggle to come in and knock him down for no gain.
Great play by those two. They met in that hole, and there's nothing doing, I think they may say. They were right there, and they seen it coming. Striegel did a great job of following his pull, and and he met him right in the hole, and the horse is right there on his back. So
looks like Wickert in the backfield this time. No, it is Hauserl. Hauserl, they try that full-back trap again, but this time he's not picking up the normal 5-6 yards. They stop him for about a 2-yard gain. That's going to bring up 3rd and 8.
Yeah, I think our guys have probably have seen enough of that play on this specific drive that they've got it figured out now. So, you've got a couple guys just kind of look like we're a little bit gassed. They haven't put probably a drive like this together here in a little while. So, hopefully, a big 3rd and 8 situation, these guys can respond.
Collins under center. Brown horse in motion. And it appears that the Cobras may have jumped. I don't know if maybe they were drawn off. Nope, they are going to mark this off against the Cobras. The entire right line of the Cobras jumped. So
yeah, I think they're so anxious, and they've seen the wing back go in motion there, and maybe one little hard count, and they got them to jump. So now it leaves us with a 3rd and 3 situation.
Dumont out, Weber in. Here they are. Here's Brander Horse around the right side. Brander Horse. There is a flag on the play. Brander Horse runs around the right side, but not before he's brought down, just short of the first down marker.
An interesting place where the flag's thrown. Usually that means a hold. It's kind of down the field a little ways. So it's going to negate that run there, and it's actually going to push them back and put them in a 3rd and long situation. So I'm not quite sure. I think it was probably a receiver downfield, actually. Got it from Horace. So, either way, it's going to leave us with a 3rd down and now 11 situation, and see what the defense can do here for the Cobras.
Because, like I said, 3rd and 11 now from the 25-yard line. We'll see if the Cobras can hold. Here's Collins back to pass. He's got a kid down, dugger down, wide open downfield. Oh, and Collins is brought down, and then there's a flag on the far side of the field from where we are. I'm not sure what transpired there, if it might have been intentional grounding.
I'm not quite sure, Amos. The flag was thrown in such an awkward position, so I'm not quite sure.
Yep.
It is going to be intentional grounding.
So it is intentional grounding, loss of down, so that will bring up 4th down. And around 16 for the Eagles. Call it 4th down and 19 for the Eagles. So Cobra's doing a good job. The Eagles had put up decent drive together, but they're doing a good job. They're starting to move them backwards, which is what we want. Brander Horse in motion. Here's that trap play up the middle with Hauserl.
It's such a quick trap play, too. Interesting play call there in 4th and long situation. Probably trying to catch us on our heels in a passing situation, but that quick trap right up the middle, we were pretty ready for it. Our linebackers were playing a little deep, but a nice job by our defense to get a little help there with an intentional grounding call, but to force the ball over on downs and get the ball back to the offense.
That sets up 1st and 10. Cobras take over on downs, so it's 1st and 10 from around the 28-yard line for the Cobras. Cobras come out in the single wing. They're set. There's a snap to Crawford. Crawford caught in the backfield. You don't see that very often. Caught in the backfield. For a loss of about 4, that's going to bring up 2nd down and about 14.
Just great penetration by, number 51, the Pella middle linebacker there, to force that tackle in the backfield. But a good thing he does, because he's got a lot of green in front of him if he doesn't make that play.
Here's Strickle with that same play up the middle. He's got open running room. He's across the 50. And finally brought down by a host of Pella Christian players at around the 32-yard line, called the 33-yard line. Nice. That same play they went to with Cole all night long, right up the middle. and he breaks it for a big one.
Yeah, I think a gain of 46 there, I believe, Amos. You know, just a nice job. You know, him kind of hiding the ball, protecting the ball, and then getting straight north and south up the field, and then before you know it, he's in the secondary. So nice job by Strigulis.
First and 10 from the 33 for the Cobras. 2:24 to go in the third quarter. Cobras lead 33-7. Here's Redder up the middle with the keeper. Pickup of about one, maybe two. It's going to bring up second down. We'll call it second down and nine.
I haven't seen Gretter just run the ball a whole bunch tonight. He's doing a nice job handing it off and throwing the ball, but, you know, just trying to get a little bit of surprise there and having a different ball carrier, and it puts us in a second and nine situation with a minute 49 left here in the third quarter.
Cobras are going to have to hurry this one up. Gretter had to come all the way to the sideline to get the play. They are set in the single wing. In fact, there it is. It's a delay of game. That's what I was concerned about, as he had to come all the way to the sideline to grab that play. I was concerned that they weren't going to get that in time. Coach probably should have taken that time out there to avoid that 5-yard penalty.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things, you know, with a young quarterback just trying to get things in a routine, and it looks like we're going to come right back here in the same play.
Yep, not wasting any time. Looks like Sharon. Sharon's going to come around the edge, and he picks up about 10 yards on the carry. He's going to bring up third down and about six from the 30-yard line.
You know, Amos, he really holds that ball up high and tight. I don't know if we'll see him fumble all year. I mean, he's got both arms on there, and it's going to be tough for anybody to trip that thing.
Yeah, let's hope not. Well, this would be a good one for them to run Colton over there to the left side, and that's in fact what they do. He bounces it out, but he is met immediately by a host of Eagles. Loss of about a yard. It's going to bring up fourth down and six from the 31-yard line. Five seconds left in the third quarter. Cobras lead 33-7. They're set. Cobras set. Griner in motion. Ball was loose, but picked up by Crawford. Crawford moves it forward. And the Eagles will take over on downs with 11 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Yeah, and that's just unfortunate, Amos. You know, it looked like we were in that same formation where maybe that same run that Crawford had around the side, and we just kind of had a tough snap to handle. And so unfortunate for the boys here, but it's time to go back with the defense now. And
that's right. So regroup here. Let's see what kind of stop the Cobras can put together here. Collins under center. Collins back to pass. He's got Better out on the flat. And it apparently hit the turf. They're waving that one off. Kid was wide open out there and flat, however. This must have been thrown just a little bit lower than it needed to be. 6.5 seconds to go before the end of the third quarter. Cobras leading 33-7. Here come the Eagles. Collins still under center. Howerzell set behind him. Wickard motion. Howerzell runs up the middle.
Same looking kind of trap play right up the middle, Amos, there to finish out the third quarter. You know, our boys ain't having that play anymore, I don't think. We kind of, our defensive line has shut that down. And nice little, it's going to bring up a third long situation here for the Pelican Eagles to come out the beginning minutes of the first part of the fourth quarter.
That does bring us to the end of the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto leads Pelican 33-7. But at this point, you know, Micah, we're three quarters under. You know, last week we were talking a lot about Nate Sarin. You know, Nate had a heck of a week rushing the ball and picking up, you know, 156 yards. I don't know where Strigel's going to be at the end of the night, but you know, Cole is really putting together a very strong night tonight on the ground, and a lot of it tough yards, you know, right up the middle.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and it's a great thing, you know, like I said before, Amos, just to be able to spread the ball around, you know, and it's great to see Greta step up in Lyle's absence here and do a nice job. And you know, Cole's playing a heck of a football game, and Nate and the Griner are doing a nice job also, and Crawford's getting a few touches too. So we're very fresh in the offensive backfield, and hopefully a defensive line here can make a push and a big third down and 10 to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Brandon works in motion, but then Collins calls a timeout. He saw something he didn't like. He takes a timeout. You know, we haven't said much about that defensive line, but you got you got big old Noah Schuster up there on the line. You've got who all do we have? We got Bryce Brown,
and we haven't called Tucker Fowler's name a whole bunch tonight, but Tremble's doing a nice job being in there for the first night back. Those guys are doing a nice job. I made a comment last week. I thought, our offense and defensive line both improved tremendously from the Wilton game. And I think we're making another step in the right direction tonight. And, you know, that's all you can ask these young kids. As we move forward and as the season progresses, let's keep moving forward and eliminate some of the little mental things. We're kind of shaping into a pretty good football team right now.
And this is the time to do it. You know, you're midway through the season, and this is a time where you need to start hitting your stride, and you need to start putting some stops together, and they've shown us tonight they can. Collins back under center. We got Wickert in motion. Wickert with the ball around the left side.
Well, it's like a late flag thrown in there. That's not a good situation. The flag got thrown in there late, so. That's either a holding or a personal foul call. So.
It is, in fact, a personal foul face mask on the Cobras. So that will move the ball forward. It is going to be a 15-yard penalty. He's going to take the ball across the 50, across midfield to a 48-yard line of the Cobras. First and 10 for the Eagles. 11:56 to go in the game. Cobras lead 33-7. Eagles have the ball. Collins under center. Howard behind him. Collins back to pass, being chased. There's that Jeremiah Green. He's putting pressure on there and makes Collins make a rash decision, a quick decision, overthrows his receiver downfield.
Yeah, also, you know, J.C. Dumont coming off the edge there from his DN position. Him and both Jeremiah Green doing a nice job trailing that quarterback and forcing him to throw that ball probably sooner than he'd like. Nice job by those guys, and the whole defensive line there getting some pressure. Comes up with a second and 10 situation.
Yeah, good coverage downfield too. Our D-backs have done a really good job all year of that pass coverage. There's Brander Horse in motion again. A little misdirection play. He got put out there off the left side. Very, very close to the first down. Might have been just a bit short. He is short. They're calling him short. It's going to bring a third down and less than a yard for the Eagles.
And that's that same play we've seen in the first half, that double counter, to the outside, and then they pick up 9 there. Big third and 1 for the defensive line.
Wickert in motion. Collins back to pass. He's got a guy open downfield. Howersville, I believe that's Howersville. And it is. Nice completion. Howersville takes it down to the 20. So they're going to move the chains again. First and 10 for the Eagles from the 20.
Great play call by Pella there. Third and inches, and they pulled a play action pass out there and caught our linebackers kind of looking there for the run. So they attacked the flats there and moved the chains. Nice job by those guys. And hopefully Sigourney Keogh can kind of turn this around here.
First and 10 for the Eagles from their own 20, from the Sigourney Keogh 20-yard line. Here's Wickert around the left edge again. He's inside the 15, down to about the 12. That'll bring up second down and 2 from the 12-yard line. Call second down and 3.
10:15 to go in the game. Sigourney Kyoto leading 33-7. Eagles have two receivers split left, one right. Hand off to Howerzell up the middle. Moves forward, very close to a first down. Carries it down to about the 8.
There again, Bryce Brown and Jeremiah Green in on the tackle, and it's going to be third down, it's going to be third and real, real short here. It'll be interesting to see what they call for play call here. Third and inches, last time they ran that little play action pass out to the flat. We'll see if SK's ready for it this time.
It will be interesting to see if they pull that same play out. They have a similar set to the one they had just a few plays ago on that conversion, and this time, no, they go back with Howerzell. Howerzell does plunge forward for enough for the first down. That will bring up first and goal from right around the 6-yard line.
Time for a big defensive stand here by the SK Cobras here. Hopefully they can kind of, grin and bear it, and not everything's gone their way in this drive, but hopefully they can put up a big screen.
Now, the Eagles have put a nice drive together. Here is Collins back to pass, being pressured, and finally brought down in the backfield by none other than Jeremiah Green, and Crawford was back there as well, but Jeremiah was the guy that got his hands on him first and brought him to the ground.
Great play by the two linebackers stunting there, and we had a little bit of a D-line stunt on there also. The defensive tackle was kind of veered out, and so we blitzed both those middle backers right at that guard, and the quarterback had nowhere to go. We were right on him right now, so leaves with a second.
Second goal from the 16-yard line for the Eagles, so that was a great play. And here is Wicker around the left side. That's kind of been their go-to play here in this drive, but he is met right at the line by, I believe, a number. I haven't called that number all night long. That would be 54, be Lane Booner. I believe, was that Lane or was that Crawford that came up to make that stop?
It could be Crawford, I believe.
So it is third down and fourth and goal from the 14-yard line for the Eagles. Collins under center. Wickert pushing. Hand off to Branderhorst around the right side. Branderhorst is in for the touchdown. Don't know for sure what happened there. Must have been a slight breakdown on the Cobra defense to let him get outside without anybody containing him and cutting him back in to the center of the field.
I think it's one of those things. That was the same play that had some success there in the first half, and actually one other play in this drive, that little double counter to the outside, and linebackers just kind of sucked in and faked on the first handoff, and we gave them one there. So
Brower on to attempt the PAT, and the kick is up and good. So with 7:52 to go in the game, Sigourney Kyoto 33, Ella Christian 14. And we do have the wind with us, and the wind is still blowing fairly briskly out there. So if they decide to put it in the air, Greder will have the wind with him.
Yeah, no doubt, Amos. It'd be interesting to me to see if they would. With 7 minutes and change left here in the fourth quarter, I think it's probably time for a good hard nose. Let's run the ball 3 yards in a cloud of dust type of try to run this clock down a little bit and not get it back to Pell and let them squeak back in this game. So, hopefully this is a big, big set of downs for SK, and hopefully the guys respond, keep their heads up, and make a big play here.
7:52 to go. Sigourney Kyoto 33, Stella Christian 14. Brower on to kickoff. Colton Griner back deep to receive. Griner stands about his 5-yard line. And the kick is off. Headed towards the sideline, and I believe Griner does pick it up down around the 2-yard line, and he's off to the races. He's got a seam. He's finally brought down. Out of bounds, at around the 29,
yard line. So nice return by Colton there.
Yeah, nice job. You know, picks it up there just short of the goal line and does a nice job running back and getting us a little bit of breathing room here.
Cobras still setting that single wing. Got all their starters in yet with 7 minutes and 50 seconds to go. Griner in motion. Hand off here goes to Saren, and Saren moves forward for a pickup of about four. It's going to bring up second down and six. Cobra's wasting no time. A little confusion out there. There is a whistle. And they start the clock. Cobra's set. Ready to go in that single wing. Griner in motion again. Hand off to Saren. Nice. Nice cut back towards the center of the field. Saren picks up enough for the first down. Pick up of about 7 yards. Out across the 40.
Nice job by the offensive line there, just opening up that hole. And, you know, Nate just hard running again. There's some contact at the line of scrimmage, and he keeps driving his legs and follows his blockers and really does a nice job running north and south.
Keeps the clock moving. 6:55 to play here in the game. Cobra's still in the single wing. Griner in motion again. This time Griner's got the handoff. He kicks it to the outside, but he's met out there by Tucker, but he avoids the tackle. Still on his feet. Moves out across midfield, pushed out right at about the 48-yard line and into Pellet Christian territory. Nice second effort there by Colton. They could have had him in the backfield, but kept moving and got away from a couple of guys and turned a potentially small gain into a fairly sizable gain. First and 10 Cobras from the 48-yard line. Still in the single wing here, Saren around the right edge. Saren's got some running room. He's got the first down. Saren is going to take it to the end zone. There is a flag on the play. It was kind of a late flag. Nate had almost crossed the goal line before that flag came out.
And that's never a good sign, Amos. When one flies that late, it's either a block in the back or
It is an illegal block. So that one will be coming back, but that's the first we've seen Nate Saren get loose.
Yeah, he should loose there, and that's too bad. Really didn't even have a hand cut on him, and that's the first time we've seen him bounce to the outside, and so that's really unfortunate. I believe it's still going to be a first down since it was so far downfield.
In fact, it is.
So it does give us a fresh set of downs here, but... great run by Nate Saren. It's unfortunate we had that little miscue, but it gives us a fresh set of downs. We'll see what the Cobras do from here.
So first and 10 for the Cobras from their 30, from Bella Christian 34-yard line. Still in that single wing set. Griner in motion here. Crawford with the keeper up the middle. It's up about 3, possibly 4. It's going to bring up second down and 6. Actually, a pickup of 2. So it will be second down and 8 from the 31-yard line. Michael, we haven't seen much of the spread here in the second half. We haven't seen it yet.
No, we're just kind of doing the ground and pound thing here and then trying to control the clock.
Just as I say that, Greta back to pass. He's got a guy open. But in and out of the hands, I believe, of Kirk Gove. It was, in fact, Kirk Gove was the intended receiver in and out of his hands. So that will bring up 3rd and 8.
I'm not quite sure, but you know, Weber was trailing behind that play there. If that was actually intended from Weber and Kirk Gove tried to make a grab, that he should have just left alone. And I'm not quite certain that we want to complete that for Weber on the backside. But... either way, it leaves us with about a 3rd and 7 situation here.
3rd and 7 from the 31-yard line. ball on the ground, but picked up quickly by Strigl, and Strigl moves forward for no gain. We'll bring up fourth and eight. I'm right at the 31-yard line. Seen more of that tonight than we have in past games. I'm not sure what's going on there, but we've seen a few more balls on the ground there in the backfield than what we had the last four games.
Yeah, and I think, it's maybe a little bit, with the young quarterbacks there, just a little, maybe not taking as many snaps necessarily as, Luke Lyle has back there, but I'm sure they'll shore that up this week if Luke's not back and kind of move forward.
So fourth and eight, here come the Cobras. This is Crawford around the edge. He's gonna have it up for the first down, and he's fighting towards that end zone, and he's down very close. I believe he gets that down to the 2-yard line before he's brought down. Nice run, very, very determined run by Crawford there, taking it from the 31-yard line down to, I believe they're going to call it the 3-yard line. We'll pick up about 28 yards on that carry. So we'll see if they can punch it in from the stream, Micah. 4:43 to go in the game. Cobras leading 33-14. Here's Griner. He kicks it outside, and he's in for the touchdown. Nice cut back to the inside of the field for Griner, and he just kind of dances into the end zone.
Yeah, quick little double handoff, counter play there to Griner, cutting back on the inside, and he just does a nice job of turning it as soon as he squares his shoulders to the line, shooting up that hole that the offensive line made for him. So. Great play call there by the coaching staff, and a nice way to finish off that long run by Crawford there.
Absolutely. Colton Greiner on to attempt the PAT this time. Ball is down, kick is up, and it is good. So with 4:34 to go in the game, Cobras lead Bella Christian 40-14.
Great way to see the Cobras bounce back there after, giving that scoring drive up to Pella Christian. It's nice to see the boys not hanging their heads and driving the ball right back down the field. They had some adversity. The long run by, Searing gets called back on a little block on the back call. But nice job by those guys to keep pushing forward. Great run by Crawford down there, and a nice way for Griner to cap that drive off.
Yep. Well, just as we saw last week in the Wapello game, Sidney Kyoto is going to bring on Danny Becker to do the kicking duties here. He will kick off. Good to see Danny get out there and get some playing time. The fans are enjoying themselves. It's been a beautiful night. I'll tell you, it's T-shirt weather for sure. Not going to have too many of these nights left. It's good to be up here in the booth. So Peckert set to kick off. Here's the kick. Bella Christian moves the ball forward to about the 44-45-yard line, and they'll take over there first and 10. A lot of excited people out here.
We're seeing a handful of new jerseys kind of getting out there and getting in the mix. So we'll kind of see.
There's a fumble on the play for Bella Christian, but picked up immediately. And
nice job by Horace coming from a free safety spot. And they about made a broken play there, a big one. So. Horace is upheaded enough there to make a nice play, and they keep it to a short game.
That was Wickert, the ball carrier. Picks up about three. He's going to bring up second and seven from the 48-yard line. Bella Christian staying with their first teamers. I believe this is Housel up the middle. Moves forward. Picks up seven, possibly eight. Going to be enough for a first down. They will move the chains. Across the midfield to down to the Sigourney Kyoto 44-yard line. Cobras shuttling a lot of new faces in on the defensive side of the ball. Wickenkamp's in there now on a couple of them that I see out there right now. There's a little misdirection play over to the left side of the field. Kid's still on his feet.
believe that was Wickert again.
I believe Nate Searing in on the tackle along with number 78, I believe.
78 is Boonder.
Yep.
No, excuse me, Noah Schuster, just a sophomore. Excuse me, Schuster is a senior. There's Wickert with a big run, big gain. Carries it all the way down inside the 10-yard line to about the 5. So it'll be first and goal for the Eagles around the 5-yard line. We saw this happen last week. You know, Mike, we put our put some of our second string folks in, and they try their hearts out, but they just they got a little ways to go yet to be up there with some of those first teamers. And the Eagles do score. I saw preliminary indication was touchdown, but there is a face mask against the Cobras.
Offset.
So it is touchdown Eagles. So with 2:49 to go in the game, Pella Christian 20, Cobras 40. Brower on to attempt PAT. So it'll be interesting to see if our offense, they send our first stringers out on offense. We stayed with that last week, and I'm wondering if maybe that'll be the same case here with 2:49 to go. The PAT is up, and it's good. That brings our score, Pella Christian 21, Cobras 40.
And it's great to see some of the new faces out there get some, you know, like we talked last week against the game, you know, Wapello. Those guys need game experience because we're not an extremely deep team, but with getting a few key players back here, you know, in the last couple of weeks, we're getting deeper. You know, but it's great to get those guys out there and get
absolutely
some game time experience. Certainly going against their first teamers, it's probably not just the easiest thing for some of our young guys, but you know, they got to get their noses in there too. So
it appears that they had an entire new lineup in there. I don't think there was one starter defensive starter in there that possession. So Heberman on to kickoff for the Eagles. Griner back deep. Griner takes the kick at about the 10-yard line, moves forward across the 20, down across the 30, tries to cut it back, but then finally tripped up around the 39-yard line. So nice return by Colton, fielding that at about the 10, moves it forward up to about the 39-yard line. Called to 38, so pick up of about 28 yards on that return. And in fact, we are staying with our first team offense. They did this last week. You know, if they answer with a touchdown, you know, coach is going to make sure that he's going to keep his horses in as well, and that's what we're going to see. So we'll see if we can. I see Berg is in at wingback this series, so we'll see if maybe he gets some touches. Here are the Cobras in that single wing. Good hard running by Searing, moves forward, pickup of about 11. They are going to move the chains. Pickup of 10, ball placed on the 50. First and 10, Cobras. On into the ball game. Gretter still back there in that spin back position. He's played the whole game, went the whole way tonight for the Cobras. First and 10 from the 50-yard line. Berg in motion. Berg with the carry, but met immediately at the line of scrimmage. Possibly a loss of a yard. Does bring up second down and 11 from the 49-yard line. These Eagles haven't given up, Micah, that's
no,
for sure.
No, they sure haven't. You know, they've been pretty adamant about keeping after the Cobras here tonight, and you know, big second and 11, and we'll see if this is a passing situation for SK or we keep it on the ground.
Yeah, the Eagles not real deep. They don't have many kids on their sideline, so they don't have the luxury of putting a lot of kids in. It was a keeper by Sarin. He moves back up across midfield to about the 48-yard line. Bring up third and 8 for the Cobras.
Nice hard run in there by Nate Sarin. I know it's only a pickup of about a long 3, but does a heck of a job of just moving the pile. They had about 10 guys in the box, and there's nothing doing. So he picks up 4 when there looked like there was about 1 there.
They're probably in 4-down territory with 56 seconds to go here. They're trying to burn up the clock. There's a handoff, direct snap over to Sarin. Not much going. Loss of about 2 on the play. This is going to bring up 4th and 10 from midfield. 38 seconds to go in the ballgame. 4th and 10 for the Cobras. Cobras coming up to the line. 17 seconds to go in the game. Greger milking the clock for all it's worth. Berg in motion. Berg with the handoff. He moves forward for about, oh, there is a flag on the play. This will be interesting. 5 seconds to go in this ball game. Berg picked up about 3 yards, but there was a face mask, so the Cobras will maintain control of the ball offensively. They're marking this one off as a 15-yarder.
Yeah, and I would assume, Amos, at this point, 5 seconds left in a fresh set of downs, we'll probably just take a knee or we'll just run something quick here and keep it on.
Started the clock. That will be the end of the game, folks. That is the end of the game. So with that, Sigourney Kyoto Cobras improved to 4-1 on the season with an impressive win tonight over the Eagles of Pella Christian, 40-21. Well, like you know, it wasn't necessarily a pretty win, but still a win all the same. They're off to a really good start. Things don't get any easier. Next week, you know, we have to travel up to West Branch to take on their program, and, you know, there's a lot of tradition there. I think on paper we look very similar to West Branch, but we're probably going to have to eliminate a lot of these mistakes we made tonight if we're going to have a chance next week up at West Branch.
Yeah, I think you're right, Amos. And a couple things that come to my mind. I think the offense and defensive line. I think the offensive defensive line play has gotten better the last 2 weeks. Those guys are doing a heck of a job up there, and I think it's quite evident by the amount of running backs that have yards and the different running backs that have yards tonight. Greger did a great job stepping in tonight for Lyle being out. We didn't throw the ball at all in the second half, or we did one time, but really didn't need to. We just kind of controlled the clock, and guys did a nice job.
They did. You know, we don't get to mention the guys on the line all that much, but both offensively and defensively, as you've said and mentioned many times, they're doing a great job up front. You know, Tucker Fowler, Boonder there at center, does a great job. Slaughter, a lot of those guys that don't get mentioned on the radio all that much, and probably not on the Saturday morning coaches shows, but coming into the season, those were some of the things that I think we were all concerned about. What's our O-line going to be like? What's our D-line going to be like? And after having the opportunity to watch them, 5 weeks in a row now, I can see great progression for both sides of the ball in regards to our line.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing. The Wilton game on, we've seen dramatic, progress on both sides of the ball. And, by no means are they playing perfect yet. We've had some little miscues, but I'm sure, the coaches will talk to those things this week and make some progress and hopefully move forward, play good West Branch team next week, so we'll see what we're made of.
Yeah, Another thing, Peyton Crawford, awesome night tonight for Peyton. Back looked like our normal Peyton Crawford out there. Another great performance by Colton Griner, of course, and then Cole Strigel. You know, we called his name a lot tonight. Nate Karen ran hard, had a nice long touchdown run, called back due to a block in the back. But as you said earlier, you know, we're keeping our backs fresh. They're all running hard, picking up good yardage. And that's what it's going to take, I think, for them to be successful from, you know, from this point forward. So we'll see what that holds in store. It's good to see kids like Chase Tremble back, Kirk Cove back. Just an all-around good night here for Cobra football. Well, folks, that's all we have for you tonight. I appreciate you all tuning in. Once again, we never thank our listeners enough on this broadcast. But as I said earlier, next week the Cobras will travel. They will be at West Branch, I believe. I don't know for sure what kickoff time will be yet. Unfortunately, my color guy, Micah, will be gone out of state, so I'll be having Coach Dan Stout sit in with me on the color side next week. So, folks, if you can't make it to West Branch, feel free to tune in to KIICradio.com. Click on that Listen Live link, and then choose KIIC.8. Once again, this is Amos Griner for Micah Harmson saying good night from Sigourney, Iowa.